God is the most prominent and ultimate leader we could ever get to know or have. And there are quite so many beautiful and wonderful leadership secrets we could get to learn from him. You're welcome to the Transformational Leadership Series with TM. And today in this podcast, we would be talking about leadership from God's angle. And I'll be making a very big reference to Genesis chapter 1. Now, if you go through Genesis chapter 1, you would be able to see so many leadership secrets that God did portray, of which we can get to learn. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it was recorded that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. One of the first secrets we could get to learn from the leadership of God is that he was an initiator. So, a leader is an initiator, someone that initiates, someone that starts, someone that introduces a new move, a new plan, a new principle to bring about stability, to bring about success in a particular cause. Another thing we could get to learn is that before God could decide to say he wants to create the heavens and the earth, he definitely must have had a vision. He must have had a vision. A leader without a vision is a leader that is set to crumble. And we can learn from the life of God, which is that he had a vision. He knew what he wanted. He wanted to create the heavens. He wanted to create the earth. So it is important to learn that a leader must have a vision. Where are you going to? What do you have in store for the people you are leading? What do you have in store for the organization that you are leading? You must have a vision of where and how you want to bring it to pass. Now, when we go further in Genesis chapter 1, we would be able to also see in verse 1 that God was a creator and he himself was also very, very creative. Now, being a creator means that he created the heavens and the earth. He brought to light plans, he brought to light visions, he brought to light certain things that he probably might have had at the back of his mind. Right? Aside from that, he was also very creative with this, because if we went further, we would see that, oh, he created the light, he created the seas, and he brought about so many things, he created the fishes and all that. Now, he was very creative. So a leader is someone that is ready to create something. And aside from the fact that you are creating that thing, you also must be creative with it, because it is always said that creativity is what bet success. Everybody have an idea, everybody have a vision, but a leader that will strive, a leader that will be the one to make success, is a leader that is creative with his own ideas, with his own vision. So we could also learn that from the leadership of God. Now, going further from verse 3 down to the latter part of Genesis chapter 1, you would be able to see that God was a master administrator. He was a master administrator. He created the light, he created everything in each and different days. He was someone that was organized, someone that was able to administer what needed to be done at the right time. He was definitely someone that had a good administration with his team, a good organization with his team, because it looks like someone that was already had in pen and paper everything he wanted to achieve. So a leader is someone that is a very, very good administrator. Moving up to my next point, I would like to also say that God was an effective communicator, because the Bible records for us in verse 26 that he said, "Let us make man in our image." With that statement, we can be able to bring to light that God was not talking only to himself. He was talking to a group of people by him saying, "Let us make man in our own image." So he was a very good communicator. He was able to communicate the vision to the people of wanting to make him man in his own image. He was able to communicate it to the rest of people in that board meeting, probably in that stakeholders meeting, probably in that pitching meeting. He was able to communicate what needed to be done to make all of them to be able to agree to what he had in mind. So he was a master effective communicator. Another thing we could also get to learn from the leadership of God is that he was a good team player. He was a good team player. You would know that from Genesis chapter 1 from verse 2, we could see that the earth was without form and void, the darkness was on the face of, and the Spirit of God was hovering. And verse 3 made us understand, and God spoke. I'm sure we could give reference to John chapter 1, making us understand that Jesus is the personality of the Word, and God himself was the one in action, and the Spirit moved above the waters. Now, that was a team of people. For God to be able to make all those teams to work according to how they needed to do, would definitely be able to make us understand that he was an effective team player. So God was an effective team player. He knew how to make his team do the work. He knew how to bring his team to synergy to be able to achieve the expected and desired vision. So an effective leader is someone that is a good team player. You must be able to know how to bring all your team members to a synergy to be able to achieve the expected goal, to be able to achieve the expected result. I move up to my next point. Now, one of the key things you must understand, one of the fastest way to leadership that you must understand is problem solution. Problem solution. And God did show us in the perspective of himself in Genesis chapter 1, because if you read verse 2 to 3, we were meant to understand that the earth was dark. Definitely, we know when everywhere is dark, there's little to what you can do. There's little to what you can achieve. He knew that was a problem, and he proffered the solution immediately. He didn't go straight into creation, but he first of all created what needed to solve that present problem, and he said, "Let there be light." So a leader, an effective leader, a leader that will strive very well, is a leader that knows how to solve problems. So leaders are not to shy away from problems, but leaders are to dive in to solve problems. So an effective leader is a problem solver. Moving up, I'd like to give this last few points about the leadership from God's angle according to Genesis chapter 1. Now, another thing to note is that you must have an intuitive spirit, a discerning spirit, to know what to do and what not to do for the progress of your leadership sphere. When God did everything that he did, we would see that, and God saw that it was good. And God saw that it was good. There was an intuitive and discerning spirit inside of God to be able to tell him that this that he has done is for good. Right? Out of this intuitive spirit made him also tell man, "I have created the trees. I've created the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which you shouldn't go there." Because as at that time, there's an intuitive spirit saying, "This is created for bad." So as a leader, you must understand that you must have the intuitive spirit to bring the goodness. You must have an intuitive spirit to be able to know what to bring in and what to change away to bring about the progress to your leadership influence. Making good of time. Making good use of time. We would understand that God made good use of his time. He had 6 days and he had so many things he wanted to create, and he made good use of the time. That's why you would see, and the evening and the night and the day and everything brought about the completion of a day. In each day, he had a set goal. In each day, he had a set target, and he made sure he made good use of his time. One of the few things that can kill leadership is procrastination, is laziness. God wasn't lazy. God was not procrastinating the ideas. He knew what he wanted to achieve in a day. He went all out to achieve it, and he brought it to light. So, making good use of your time, setting your priorities right, set your goals, set the timing, and go straight into action. Now, my last point, which I would be concluding on this note, when it comes to leadership from God's angle according to Genesis chapter 1, is that you must always lay down plans, principles that will bring about productivity. How do I mean? In Genesis chapter 1 from verse 11, we would see recorded that God said, "Oh, let the earth provide this. Let the earth provide the herbs. Let the earth provide the grasses, let the earth provide this, and he had laid down the earth as a particular plan and principle that will always continue yielding productivity. So as a leader, it is for you to create plans. It is for you to create systems that will always bring about success into your leadership influence. So a leader is an initiator. A leader is someone that is a visionaire. A leader is someone that knows how to create and also is creative with his creations. A leader is someone that has good administration. A leader is someone that is a very good communicator. A leader is a very good team player. A leader is someone that profiles solution to a problem. A leader is someone that has intuitive spirit to bring about the necessary into his team. And a leader is someone that knows how to make good use of his time. And a leader is someone that plans and bring in plans and principles that will bring out productivity. I do want to believe that from this little, you have been able to understand about leadership from God's angle. You have truly been blessed. So if you are a leader out there, because I believe everybody is a leader in his different sphere of leadership, whether you are in the spiritual world, whether you are in the business world, whether you are in the career world, all I have given today is applicable into every sphere of leadership. So try going into all this I've said, begin to put them into action, and you will see your leadership and impact growing. Thank you very much. God bless you.